Welcome back to the Daily Dumbass. I'm Dipshit Dal, and I'm going to get in a quick episode today. So I went down another Reddit rabbit hole, and I found a particularly good one that I'm pretty satisfied in sitting here reading about. And some of these stories are too legit to quit. So today we're going to go down the Cryptid Hunting Society. It's a good Reddit thread that has about 300 people in it. So there's these cryptid hunters, and these people essentially just walk around or drive around, and they kind of they're kind of living out that supernatural life. Now, who knows if any of them have hunted down demons or anything like that, but while I have been reading, some of them have actually killed some cryptids, which is pretty cool. I'm gonna have to do a further investigation down these cryptid and see what's happening with that. But here is one of the articles I wanted to read on here. It says, Becoming a hunter, questions answered. I'm seeing a recurring question here on how to join the hunters. The cut and dry answer is you don't. It's pretty fucking simple, buddy. You don't join, okay? Like, we don't want you, is basically what they're saying. A lot of the people here think because they've killed a few cryptids, they qualify to become a hunter and want to join a team of hunters. So, yeah, I mean, all you dickheads with bucks on your walls that you killed, I mean, you're not really a hunter. Unless you're getting excited about your kills like Luke Bryan does. This is heavily not the case, especially depending on the cryptids you've killed. Now, this ain't a complete. Yeah, that's how they wrote that. Now, this ain't a complete, in quotations, I'm dismissing your dream slash hope slash want. You can very much become a hunter. So, this dude's saying, like, even if you have killed a chupacabra, or you have taken down a Mothman, or you've slayed a Yeti or something, that doesn't make you a hunter. You gotta be about that life. He says. Or they, I don't know who they are. It starts with you, period. Most of the time you will hunt alone. Other hunters will seek you out if they feel you're worthwhile. Asking in the internet won't get you anywhere. Hunters pick candidates of abilities that they can gauge over the internet. It's something to have that they have to see in person. So you basically have to be getting chased down by the Oklahoma Lake monster, and they have to see you fight that fucker off. And once they see you fight it off, like, all in your ability, that hunter will be like, he's one of us, or that ain't a hunter. Like, if you snipe the Mothman, and then you're like, is he down? Is he down? Is he down? Then you're probably pretty fucking excited, and you're probably a hunter. I think that's what would make you hunting. But it says hunters pick candidates of abilities that they can gauge, that they can't gauge over the internet. Yeah, we already covered that. If you want to be a hunter, get used to being alone and hunting alone. Rely on yourself. Having other hunter around can be helpful, yes, but it's not of character for other hunters to hunt other hunters as well, huh? But it's not out of character for other hunters to hunt other hunters as well. So there's just the whole big group of cryptid hunters out there hunting each other as well. Like, some of them take the name literally. They're like, oh, I'm cryptid hunting. I'm hunting these fuckers who are hunting the cryptids. So maybe there's a subreddit I could find that's the cryptid protectors, and those fuckers might be the ones out there going against this cryptid hunting society. I don't know, there might be like a pretty significant cryptid hunting war going on amongst us. This is interesting stuff, but it's not out of character for all hunters. So if hunting with others, watch your back. And then someone replied, as a hunter slash tracker, some parts of this is very much true. However, I would say get used to being and hunting alone is very much dangerous. Oh, see, so this person's on the other side of the argument. They're like, nah, buddy, I have my brother with me all the time. I'm like Sam and Dean for life. That's how you get a lot of missing 411 cases. And why a lot of skilled hunters have gone missing. Because they're too selfish and ignorant and want to work in a team. That's how you get killed. Hunting these things, these creatures, are no joke when you've actually seen the hunted one down before. Close, the reality is nightmarish. Being a hunter shouldn't be a joke, something to be ashamed of. Know your cryptids, know yourself, know your treatments, know your teammates, and know how to stop them. I say know your cryptids because they are actually friendly, non-aggressive cryptids. See, so this is a cryptid protector. This guy, this fucking guy, I don't know which side I'm on yet. As well, lastly, if you're trying to be a hunter, oh fuck, I lost my spot. Fuck. Damn it. If you want to be a hunter, then get used to being a that's where I was. Well, fucking A. And then we got this whole thread. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was getting interesting, huh? But then you got this thread of comments of people saying, "I've killed them," and the people are like, "Yeah, I'd like to see your proof." And then they're like, "I have seen them," and they're like, "Yeah, that's cool. I'm not saying I don't believe you. I just would like to see your proof." And the people are like, "Check my profile," and they're like, "Wow, those are fascinating pictures." And like, yeah, all of them are creepy. Like, I don't know. Are these people communicating to us from a different realm? So here's the question from a year ago. How do I join the hunters? I have killed three cryptids now and would like to join them. How would I do that anyway? Possible would be appreciated. If you are a hunter, please message me privately, and if you have any info, contact me. And this person's pretty heavy involved in this community. It says it's not something you just join. You either are one or you're not. Oh, this dude's good. You don't have to be part of the group to be a hunter. Groups find you. You don't find them. And it says, "Do you have pics or stories to share?" And they're like, "What do you mean?" And they're like, "What's hard to understand about my question?" They're like, "Okay, you're 14. No wonder. That's funny. If you're good enough, they'll find you. I specialize in relocation and tracking cryptids, but I also hunt the more aggression known cryptids, the more dangerous ones to keep coexistence between humans and unknown species cryptids safer. Within the hunting workers and day centers all across the world is a database full of well over 1,000 plus cryptids, all ranked from rare to common to aggressive or non-aggressive. If you message me privately, I'd love to show you images I've captured over the years over my hunts. I've seen just about everything and anything. UFOs, crawlers, skinwalkers. Sorry for anyone who is Native American. I know it's a very sensitive topic to talk about, and even reference to say the name can be dangerous. Mermaids, except for the ones that aren't so friendly looking and don't have hair. I believe missing 411 is being caused some type of cryptids. I've been a hunter ever since I was 10 years old. I know that it can be hard to believe, but I've studied them, tracked them, and observed them ever since then. But it's come at my piece of being a hunter by them as well. It's important to respect cryptids' boundaries slash homes, because if you don't, then things can get bad. Usually in the form of missing person report, missing animals, weird noises being heard, strange marks and smells within the area. It's important to never go hunting alone unless you're very skilled, but even that's a bad idea. You want to be aware of your surroundings at all times and always bring a group with you. Most cryptids are afraid of fire, loud noises, big crowds too. If hunting alone, never go hunting at night in abandoned buildings, caves, lakes, mountains, forests slash woods. Most cryptids come out at night when most humans are sleeping. If you respect them and their homes' boundaries, most cryptids will leave you alone. However, other more aggressive ones have been known to attack on sight, so be cautious, hunting especially at night. If you'd love to know more, just message me. Hunting Cryptid Society. No, Cryptid Hunting Society. I'm gonna join this bitch. I will be your 319th member. This person was asking, has anyone heard any about vampires? Are they actually cryptids? By that modern day, these videos floating around, there are no reflections. By definition, I would assume that they have been part of it. So, I mean, all these people are on a different fuck frequency. And this dude had a post. This dude's good. He's a big contributor in here. If, I'm not going to give his name out, but if you happen to hop on to the Cryptid Hunting Society, most of these articles that, or posts that I've read is from this dude. And he says, like, here's the tools you need. He's basically like, fuck your ghost monitors and fuck all that stuff. Don't bring your recording devices. And he's got a list of stuff like a medical kit, and he's also got your phone, because that can't be used as a recorder by any means necessary. He says to bring a flashlight, some duct tape, a glow stick, because the cryptids, some of them like to rave. But yeah, there's Bigfoot sightings from Michigan, Bigfoot sightings from Kansas. How do I join the hunters? Bigfoot sightings from North Carolina. Looking for people who had dogman encounters. Hey guys, so I'm looking for anybody who has potentially encountered a cryptid, dogman, or anything canine cryptid related. I will keep it completely confidential if need to. I'll only just post it on this subreddit. Dogman sightings from Cleveland County, Oklahoma. Alaska Bigfoot sightings from Bethel County. I'm not saying I don't believe in this. How to hunt a monster. Preparation. Get the essential supplies, knowledge, a powerful gun, a crossbow, strong enough to kill an elk, a flashlight, headlamp, camera, food, water, combat, knife, powerful sidearms, pistols. That's how you hunt a monster. I want to hunt cryptids, IRL. Any contacts or info I could use? Ooh, let's see. Not one, not a single contact or message. I would also like them to message me, because I need to know where to start getting into crypto hunting. Alright, now we got a very long... God damn. Alright, I'm going to read this one. One, preparation. Get the essential supplies and knowledge. Powerful gun, crossbow, strong enough to kill an elk. Flashlight, headlamp, camera, food, water, binoculars, machete, ammo, arrows, and hours of research and knowledge are basically even common North American cryptid. Two, finding cases. These days, to find cases, look at recent missing person report near forested areas, or go on Reddit, search around, and find people who have seen cryptids in area recently. Here are some places where people report cryptid sightings. Ooh, crawler sightings. Cryptids. Wendigo stories. I gotta follow all of those. Three, investigation. Contact the person who has seen the cryptid. Ask them questions about the description. Go to their location. You need to be willing to travel far distances within a car and investigate, search for any fur remnants, claw marks, broken branches, and general area. You will need to stay in America. Stay in the general... What the fuck? You will need to stay in the general area for a bit while on a case. Ask witness, owner, and the property can take location where they saw the creature. Hunting for a cryptid based on a description and reported behavior. Cryptid identified. Once you've done that, set your weapon up in a very well-covered area and wait through all the hours and night. Then comes the hard part. If or when you see the cryptid, take aim and fire your weapon. They're just out here murking motherfuckers. It was important that you kill it on first shot, or else the cryptid could find you and kill you. Even while it's wounded, they clean up or bury the body of the creature or take it with you. So this person, tips and resources, Sasquatches, crawlers, deer people or tall people, dogmen, skinwalkers. Reminder, never hunt very dangerous cryptids without the proper weapon or preparation. Dogmen, skinwalkers, and wendigos are very dangerous and should never be hunted without the proper weapons. Most of all, if all cryptids require high caliber ammunition to be killed, and also train with your weapon until the perfect marksman. Here is something that might be useful. This dude's got a useful YouTube video. So I gotta go and click on, let's see, what were those Reddits? Crawler sightings. Ooh, 29,000. Sign me up. And then, cryptids. Join. 50,000. So those will be interesting stories, but these ones have a lot less people. Ooh, Wendigo sightings. 2903. Make that 2904. So yeah, that's what I got going today. Was I just wanted to let you know about this fascinating that there's actual cryptid hunting societies out there. I know here in Oklahoma where I'm at that there's a Bigfoot hunting, but these people, you know, they find you. Winchester brothers coming at you in real life. Wonder if they've fought in many angels or demons. I don't know. It's an interesting little Reddit dive that I've done this morning. Also, that's it.